Shabbat Shalom. This morning, I'd like to begin by telling you that our executive director, Howard Lessner, has embarked on a brave journey for Sinai Temple. Howard has attempted to upgrade and is attempting to upgrade our technology. So there are all sorts of technological terms about servers and firewalls and things that I have no idea what they are, but we're trying to do it here at Sinai Temple. And as is often the case with change, there are bumps along the road. And we encountered a brief bump this past week when our technology, with the hopes of advancing it, sort of went awry. And so I have a BlackBerry, one of those devices that allows you to get in a lot of trouble because you're always on it and always emailing people, even when you should be talking with your wife. Not that that's ever happened to me. But my BlackBerry went awry because of our technology upgrade, and it started buzzing constantly. Now, I usually enjoy the BlackBerry reminders, those little things that tell you, you have a meeting in 15 minutes, you have to be there, you have to be here. But this week, my BlackBerry was perpetually buzzing. It wouldn't shut off. But I excuse that because I understand that for the most part, these buzzings, these reminders, are very helpful to me. They help me get where I need to be. They help me focus my time and my energies. And I was thinking about my BlackBerry, not only because it wouldn't shut off, but also because when I was reading this week's Torah portion, Aaron, the high priest, we're told that Aaron wears special clothing in this week's Torah portion. And one garment that Aaron wears is adorned in its hem with bells and pomegranates, golden bells and golden pomegranates. And the Torah tells us that this was so that Aaron's comings and goings would be heard. Now, the commentators, the traditional rabbinic commentators, wonder what is the purpose of this. Why does Aaron need these bells? Why does Aaron's presence need to be announced? So the Bechor Shor, who is a student, a disciple of Rashi's, as well as the Ramban, Nachmanides, suggests that the point of these ringing bells was analogous to a king. No one would dream of walking in on a king unannounced. I mean, we even tonight will recall the trepidation that Esther felt before she went uninvited to the king. Similarly to that fear that Esther felt, none of us would dream of showing up to the White House unannounced. Well, actually, there were two people who did that, and that's another story, and I'm not going to comment on that. But you and I, we would never dream of doing such a thing. We wouldn't crash the White House. So like a king deserves for their guests to be announced. Similarly, these bells serve to announce Aaron's presence to God. And that's according to the Ramban and Bechor Shor. These gentle ringing sounds that emanated from these pomegranates, from these bells, allowed God, according to the Bechor Shor and the Ramban, to recognize that Aaron was approaching. But then I thought to myself, wait a second, does God really need bells to let God know that Aaron was coming? I mean, does God need that ring of the doorbell? Doesn't God know when Aaron is coming and going? So I'm going to respectfully disagree with the Bechor Shor and the Ramban and suggest something else. I don't think that these bells were for God. Rather, I believe that the bells were for Aaron. Aaron needed reminders. Aaron needed a reminder, a constant reminder in his life to dedicate his energies, to allow himself to focus, to recognize that the acts that he was engaging in were holy acts. And we too need reminders. I need my BlackBerry, Aaron needed those bells, and on Shabbat Zachor, a Shabbat of memory, we recognize that all of us need to be reminded of our holy tasks in our life. What in our lives are most important? What are the things that we should focus our energies on? Where should we dedicate our time, our energies, our love, and our efforts? And like the BlackBerry that buzzes, and like these bells that ring, let us set in our lives, on this Purim, on this Shabbat Zachor, let us vow to set in our lives reminders so that we can stay on task and that we can increase the blessing in our lives. And with that, I want to wish you all a Shabbat Shalom.